I will start with a little story. As you know, every school has the Christmas pageant. And these little kids, they practice and practice and practice. One little boy was to be the innkeeper. All he had to say, there is no room in the inn. Well, the time came for the pageant. And Mary and Joseph came. They knocked at the door. The little boy opened the door, and he said, "Sorry, Joseph and Mary, there is no room in the inn." All of a sudden, when he closed the door, he felt sorry for them. So he opened the door again. He said, "Okay, Mary and Joseph, come in. We find a place for you." And that was the end of the pageant. Nobody knew what to do after that. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The Christmas liturgy announces today this proclamation of a new vision of light out of darkness characterizes the spirit of the Christmas season. Now, if you remember in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we are told that darkness covered the earth God created. And then God spoke a powerful word. He said, Ashir, that Hebrew. See, God speaks Hebrew, you know. That's all he knows. He said, Ashir, let there be light. And light came over the earth. But we know also that darkness came once again over the earth by the sin of disobedience of Adam and Eve. And God prepared a Savior who will come and save us. Once again, God spoke to Mary, asking her to become the mother of his only son. This time, Mary spoke, "Fiat, let it be done to me as you say." Mary was ablaze with God's love, and Jesus, the light of the world, was born. If we look at the Christmas story, we see that Christmas is full of mysteries. On this feast, the opposite meet. God became human. Mary, both virgin and mother. Light comes into darkness. Shepherds and kings adore a tiny baby. The Son of God comes to serve. Eternity and time become one. But above all, Christmas reminds us that there is hope. When we give up, when we say it cannot be, then we are finished. Christmas is the feast of hope. Jesus came into a world much like our own, where poverty, class distinction, hatred, and despair reigned. Jesus was the great hope given to us by God. He is our hope and our peace. That is why Jesus never knew what despair was. When he was asked if he was the promised Messiah, Jesus gave an answer full of hope. He said to the disciples, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind are given their sight. The deaf are hearing. the poor are having the gospel, the good news, preached to them. Christmas provides us with a new way of seeing. We are challenged to see new meaning in our lives and in our world. Yet, a great number of people have walked down the ages and have not looked for the message of hope, love, and joy. Those who know history, probably they can correct me if it's the wrong date, but July 14th, 1789. Anybody knows what happened on that day? No historians here? July 14, 1789, Jean Lenoir, a shoemaker living in an obscure street of Paris, wrote in his diary, "Nothing of importance happened today." That was the French Revolution, and he missed it. The same with us. The whole wonderful meaning of Christmas is missed, unnoticed, if we do not surrender to Jesus, allowing him to lead us, to help us grow. Christmas peace is a meaningless phrase unless we are prepared to accept and to promote God's kingdom, a kingdom of peace, love, and justice for all God's people. Christianity has no illusion about the human condition, but it affirms that darkness can be redeemed and turned into light, despair into hope. But this can only be done in the power of him who said and claimed, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When we look at our world, we see that we are far away from the peace that the Savior brought us. I don't know how many civil wars are going on right now in the world, but I believe it's over 20. We don't hear about them. The holy city of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, who probably would be unknown today if it wasn't for Jesus. And yet today, the Bethlehem city is known for being surrounded and circled by a wall. We were able to bring the Berlin Wall down, and nothing is done about the Bethlehem Wall. The United Nations sits and sits and sits and does nothing. It is only when we look at our present world through the eyes of Jesus that the light of Christmas breaks through to reveal the hidden possibilities within our own lives and our times. You know, we all like, really, toys or nice clothes, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's not forget the true meaning of Christmas. Let us not forget the reason for the season. When I was young, I remember the first thing I got was a trumpet, a toy trumpet, you know, because I don't know one note from another. Anyway, but this trumpet made a lot of noise. And everybody told me, you know, put it away, put it away, put it away. Well, my grandfather came with grandma one time, and I started playing the trumpet. And he could not take it, you know. He said, "What makes that trumpet sound so powerful?" I said, I don't know. He said, here is a screwdriver. Try to find out. We received really the greatest gift at Christmas. There's no religion that can claim this, that God sent his only son as a tiny baby to be adored here by sheep, by magi, and by shepherds. A light shall shine upon us today. With these words, the Christmas liturgy proclaims a new order of living and a new way of seeing. Scripture also says, the people without a vision will perish. Christmas enables us to start seeing with the vision of Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.